Many coins of ancient Rome and the Eurozone today have roughly similar shapes, though often different metals. Roman gold coins were not used much for commerce. Less valuable coins served that purpose. Euro gold coins are also seldom employed in commerce. They are produced mainly for collectors. Most euro coins consist of cheap metals worth far less than their face value. For example, the metal in a 1 euro coin, which is worth about 100 yen at face value, would be worth less than 5 yen if it were melted down. Ordinary Roman coins were also made of cheap metals, but valuable ones contained silver or gold. When the Roman government needed money badly to pay off debts, however, these once valuable coins were often melted down, then made into coins with less real value. Hence, the Roman Empire increased its money supply by reducing the amount of precious metal in some coins. This tendency can be seen in a silver coin known as the denarius. When it was introduced in 211 BC, it contained 95% silver and weighed 4.5 grams. The purity was lowered many times over the centuries. By 270 AD, when that coin was last used, it contained only 2% silver and weighed only 3.4 grams. It had become nothing more than a copper coin with a thin silver surface.